It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, what's going on this side?
Here in Manhattan is what's 7 o'clock in the morning. It's already 81 degrees. It's not the temperature, though. It's the humidity.
Hey, it's going to be a scorcher.
Hey, we haven't said that on the Mike O'Mara Show yet today. Is it hot enough for you? But I saw in some parts of the country it's actually schneeing.
I saw that.
Yes, isn't that incredible?
Huh? Skiing in June.
Yes, skiing in June. 877-365-3636. That's the number to get on the air. If you'd like to AOL instant message us, go to Mike O-WJFK, and we'll take your emails at omara@wjfkfm.com. The Buzz Babe situation going quite well,
I understand. Quite well, indeed. You asked for three of them to be here on Friday?
Yeah, we're going to be doing the happy hour Friday, and we hope we get some guests here. Haven't picked out the lucky gentleman who will be joining us,
I think it's a great idea.
I don't want him.
All right.
I really don't want him.
Well, Allie and Megan have already accepted, so we already have two of our three.
We're not going to say it on the air.
We're
not going to say it on the air.
No.
But I will tell you.
I know.
And this is why we're not, because that's difficult for me off air.
All right. Well, that's important.
So thank you very much.
That is important. Well, now I understand better.
We'll say nothing more on the subject.
I understand.
Of course. But you tell us, you were talking about the Buzz Babes.
You asked for three on Friday. We have two. Allie and Megan are going to be here, and we have invitations out to Kaz, Mandy, Kara, Alex, and Kristen. So it's looking good.
Did you mail invitations, Buzz?
I delivered them personally.
If you would like to be a Buzz Babe, all you have to do is go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, click on that lovely picture of Buzz with the champagne glass, and fill out the form, and it's that easy.
And please don't be difficult off the air.
Mr. Burbank will contact you personally.
That's
and
right.
We're getting this together so that when we have our big debut, we will be bringing the Buzz Babes out. Now, on Friday's show, we are working behind the scenes. This is just a prediction.
Mm-hmm.
The Friday Fest may end up spilling out into the general public. Here's look. This
That'd
is what
nice.
We need. We need, if you have a fine establishment and you would be interested in having our little happy hour. I can't promote that with a restaurant, but because if it's in Virginia, that's illegal.
Right.
But let me just say this: if you would like
our social club,
our fun little party to spill over into your home, you know, and I'm not talking about private home. I'm talking about your establishment.
Well,
give Beth Ann a call 877-365-3636, and we'd be more than willing to talk about Friday nights.
We'd be delighted.
Because it's shaping up to be a very special
Do
one.
Do you enjoy making merry?
I like to make merry. In this business of show, Rob.
Yes, Mike.
I truly enjoy making merry.
Sure,
and I
who
think
doesn't?
This particular Friday is going to be merrier than a lot of other ones.
Sure.
I want it to be close by merry, though, you know, but that won't prevent us from having
When you journey, sometimes the merry dissipates. You want to be close and get there fast.
That's what I call concentrated merry.
Thank you.
What's her name? Is she?
That's She's concentrated
on,
Mary.
Not on the list yet.
So go Just to the website, MikeO'MaraShow.com. Mm-hmm. Listen for the Buzz Babes who will be joining us on Friday. And if you'd like to sign up, there's still plenty of time for that.
Yep.
And look at the little cocktail that he's got. And he's got absinthe there, and it's very cool. And it should be real special.
Join us, won't you?
Yes, we are looking forward to it. I wish it was Friday right now.
Yeah, me too.
I really do. Without further ado, let's get to the Hollywood Hot Sheet. Here he is with our favorite theme song. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the man, the myth. Buzz Burbank.
He makes merry.
Yes, he does.
As often as possible. It's Super J to the rescue Ed McMahon. You remember Ed's troubles, right?
Okay, let me just say
that. Please address this.
Sunday night I think that's the replay that Larry King runs when he went.
Right.
And he's on with Ed. And Ed, it's
broken neck. Ed,
how sad was that?
Here's the sad part. Uh-huh. Tell the wife to shut the F up.
Is it
really?
Victoria?
Shut the hell up.
Victoria McMahon, that's Mrs. McMahon, I
The
believe.
McMahon who's, 20 and he's 130.
Yes.
I mean, I'm the last person that should criticize that.
No, Mike, that's okay.
But 100 years is too much.
Oh, but Ed, what is the deal? And Ed wouldn't get specific about what the problem was, and I don't know. It sounds to me like somewhere along the line, Ed got screwed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because,
I'm not surprised.
You know, you're talking... look, I don't expect that
Johnny bilked him on a land deal.
He never made Johnny money. I know that. Right. You know that.
No, but he did a lot of side stuff.
He did tremendous side stuff, and he's been doing it forever. Then he had Star Search.
Yeah.
I mean, and he was a player with Star
Search.
Don't
forget Bloopers and Practical Jokes.
Publishers Clearinghouse.
With Dick Clark, Publishers Clearinghouse.
The walk-in bathtub, Alpo.
But here's the thing. That he wouldn't go into a lot of detail, and people, I guess, are offering to help him out. What is Jay proposing?
Well,
what is
nothing specific, of course.
Of course
Mike.
Not.
Of
yeah.
course not.
Were you playing Stuttering John with him?
Leno's rep tells the New York Daily News, everybody loves Ed. Jay and others on the show are discussing how they can help him. So that's what they're doing. They're discussing.
Two things about Ed.
It just sucks, though. The whole thing sucks. And you know what? He said, I just want to come out here and be helpful for people that are in the same situation. Mm-hmm. Well, Ed, you know, a little tough, really, to talk about the foreclosures when, now I know rich people can be foreclosed upon, too, in many cases they are. It's just weird for Ed to be.
He's not representing.
Doing the common man thing when, right. you know, Ed, you're living in a $6.2 million house.
Yeah, it's hard to relate.
He alienated all the true Carson fans when he went on Leno after the retirement of Johnny.
Yeah.
So that's, not everyone loves Ed. And also, I got the impression he just overextended himself.
That's what I thought, too.
He broke his neck, and he couldn't do what work he was doing, and then I think he was living check to check.
Well, we were talking about this last week and saying, you know, you can't work.
Was I here?
You were in Disney.
Oh, that's right.
We were talking last week, and it was, you broke your neck, and you can't work anymore, but you're 130. You know, people, there's this thing called retirement pension, or you know,
should have thought ahead.
You have a 401k.
Yeah,
I, you know, but here's the deal.
Did they mention how he broke his neck?
No, he wouldn't talk about that.
No, really,
he won't. He is very. He said, Larry King said something like, "I understand.
Bizarre sex act.
You don't want to talk about. You don't want to talk about how you broke your neck." And the wife's like, "Yeah." And oh, this is the grossest moment.
Oh no.
This is the grossest moment. At one point, I'm so glad I remembered this.
Yeah.
At one point, Ed says, I tell you, Larry, the tough thing is I can't eat a hot dog because with this neck brace, I can't open my mouth. It's really bad. And she goes, and it's tough for sex, too.
Oh, no!
Oh, dear.
Oh, God.
Dear.
It was so awful.
So she can eat a hot dog.
Oh, it was so nasty.
That's horrible.
Because they were talking about Ed doing that.
Sex with Ed.
Oh, my. But not regular sex. That kind of sex.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Larry King's gone.
Take his teeth out.
It was Larry King's. God. Oh, Jesus.
Ed takes his teeth out.
Ed, yeah. Wow, fantastic. Well,
apparently,
Ed.
A lot of people have come forward offering to help Ed, and there have been a new endorsement offers, so you may be seeing him on some more commercials soon.
Mm.
Once his neck heals up, you know.
Rob's right. I think overextended, but also, you know, thinking that he's going to live forever and really not planning, and I guess living at that high lifestyle. But I mean, when you're Ed, it had to be opulent. But also, I'm thinking
because he got a mint. He sued for mold. Do you remember?
Yeah, didn't he get $7 million on that?
A lot of money for that. And also, he just had that book come out.
Yeah,
he should have gotten a good deal on that.
I don't understand what the whole thing is with that. I really would. If you look,
and he sank Georgie Girl.
If you're going to come out on Larry King and you're going to talk about publicly, you said. We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to say you sympathize with everybody and we're here to publicize, it didn't make any sense.
I can't say why I broke my neck. I can't say why I'm in financial trouble.
Right, I'm here
to help.
And I don't want your charity, but I'm here. What, you know, what the F is it?
Suffice to say, if you buy a sex swing, have a professional install it.
I tried to tell him that.
I can't eat a hot dog, Larry, but I and it's not good for sex.
I'm like,
oh, God. Wanted to throw up.
You remember the talking smack by Bill Murray's soon-to-be ex-wife recently about the horrible things. You remember, she said he's a cheater, a drunk, a drug user, an abusive husband and father.
Yeah, abuse. I remember the abuse.
Well,
part.
She's no day at the beach either, apparently.
Is Bill firing back? Is this another Charlie Sheen, Denise Williams?
Bill didn't have to raise a finger. Bill was out of town when all this
Denise
happened.
Denise Richards, I should say. I'm sorry about that.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like his wife, Jennifer, his estranged wife, Jennifer, Bill Murray's wife, not exactly a model parent.
Yeah, she's really bad to me.
On March 17th, police in Sullivan Island, South Carolina, were called to Jennifer's home after a witness saw her yelling loudly at one of her kids.
St. Patrick's Day.
Wait, there's more. In this report, the officer said, quote, she seemed to be very impaired and didn't want me on her property anymore. She slammed the door and I left the residence. Later, police got another call because two of the kids fled their home and went to a neighbor's house for help because they said they were afraid of their mother.
Now, do we have the ages of the kids?
We do not in front of us. No, we don't.
Okay. I would say if they're a presence of mind to flee the house and go to a neighbor's,
they're probably... 30
and 35. It's about time.
Can you help us, please?
The officer said he had the neighbor bring the kids to the police station where they told him, quote, their mother had been drinking heavily and had become physical with them.
Hello.
Who are you?
I'm Mrs. Bill Murray.
Jennifer Murray.
I'm Jennifer Murray.
Yes.
You know who I am.
I do now.
Well, you don't now, do you?
Would you like something to drink?
Water? You don't have to be smart with me, mister.
Where are your children?
I don't know.
Do you love them?
I love them.
Sure. I know what I want to ask you.
I love my kids. I do. And get off of my property.
One more question.
What?
How's Bill?
Bill is... gone.
Yeah.
And it's St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, you're Irish, aren't you?
He used to bring... I'm not Irish, that pig is.
No.
He used to bring his friends over, but he doesn't bring his friends over.
How about Brian Doyle?
I feel so bad.
Oh, Mrs. Murray.
I'm so sad.
Jennifer Murray.
You know who I'm sad for?
Who?
Ed McMahon.
Yeah, he broke his neck.
We all are.
Where are my stinking kids?
Thank you, Jennifer.
You're welcome.
Now, here's a sad question. I hesitate to even bring this up, but we have to.
Okay.
And that is to raise the question, is Paul Newman dying of lung cancer?
Oh, that's a drag.
It sure is.
I get it.
I don't know. Well,
drags.
It's the big rumor on the World Wide Web.
I forgot,
you know?
Death doesn't faze you, does it?
No, yes, I'm unstoppable and indestructible.
Absolutely.
I say bring it.
The internet started buzzing about this last week after Martha Stewart posted a picture of Paul Newman on her website. Here's a picture of Paul Newman and Martha Stewart, and how Paul looks now, rather gaunt.
Okay, here's my theory on
bald
this.
Bald on
withdrawn,
top, too.
Paul Newman, I got news for you, folks. Paul Newman is old.
What?
Okay.
No.
That's an old man picture. I don't think you have to say lung cancer just because Paul looks. He's always been thin, and he's all. And he's getting how? Well, he's 90.
83.
How do you
he's
explain
83.
Then? I found a polyp in my lemonade. Can you explain
a
that?
Paul polyp.
That's right.
Newman's own
thing.
Part of it went to charity.
Ladies and gentlemen.
My God.
You're right.
Gordon. Because he's 83, people are worried that his lifelong chain smoking is eventually going to kill him.
Hey, you know what? Somebody's got a good point here, going back to Ed McMahon.
Only made it to 83.
Dave from Iowa. What can we do for you, Dave?
Hey, first off, great new show, Mike. I love it.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the call.
And also, talking about all the products that Ed McMahon shilled over his lifetime, Budweiser for years.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Budweiser. Yeah. Thank you, Dave. That's right. Budweiser, for God's sake.
Yeah, but he did that for trade.
That's clearly a straight-up trade.
Oh, Simon Cowell's getting screwed on the Emmys this year.
Well, that's all right.
Okay.
I disagree.
Next story.
Why? I don't care if he's getting screwed.
I think he is one of the greatest guys on TV. He should be recognized.
He may be one of the most compelling personalities.
Well, how's he getting screwed?
On television. Well, I'll tell you. I'm so glad you asked. It's one of the most watched show on television, so you'd think he'd be eligible, but he's not. The guy who maybe made American Idol, certainly contributed greatly to it over its 7 years, not nominated, not eligible for any category. So he's getting left out in the cold.
Mm. You know, here...
Would have a great acceptance speech.
Boy, I tell you, it's just, I don't know. I know he's wonderful when he, you know, gives the criticism, but it's just...
America loves him.
I don't know. It's not like hosting a show. It's just sitting there.
I know he makes
the show, but when you really...
He's more important than Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, he's much more important than Ryan Seacrest.
Seacrest is eligible for an Emmy.
Everybody agrees. Most everybody agrees with his criticisms.
I don't know. Maybe it's jealousy. Maybe it's jealousy on my part. Sit on their fat asses and then they give one word answers like at the end of the, you know, you're terrible, you're awful. I don't know. I know he's Simon and I know he says that, but I don't know. Emmy, you know, I'm not going to cry over
that. I'm not saying he's going to win it. I think he should be eligible to be honored.
So they're saying because judges are not eligible. Is that the category? I mean, because they're judges, they're not regular participants.
Apparently that's because he's not a host of a reality show. Hosts can be nominated. Seacrest could win. Cowell is not even eligible to be nominated.
Well, then, I'm sorry, then we should protest. Then we should be in the streets if he wins.
I knew we'd find the injustice here somewhere.
We're going to burn down Detroit.
Yay!
Would Freddie Mercury make it into your dream band? If you were assembling a dream band of all the great musicians, the rock musicians past and present.
He'd be a finalist for lead vocalist.
Well, that's where he ended up.
Was in that range.
Video game developer Electronic Arts, one of the companies behind the game Rock Band, recently had a survey to figure out who would be in everybody's ultimate dream band.
Hey, I remember when we brought the
you take him ahead of
Guitar
Elvis?
Hero, the Guitar Hero in on the old show. Yeah. When does the Guitar Hero for Aerosmith come out? Because I think it's coming out in June.
Ooh.
If we could find that out, I'd love to do that again.
That'd be fun.
We could. I mean, we're all Aerosmith fans.
We love the Aerosmith.
We should do that. We really should do that.
I would take Elvis over Freddie Mercury any day for my dream band.
Rock and roll, I don't know. It's Elvis was more iconic. Elvis was more
Freddie Mercury was
blues-ish.
So dramatic.
Yeah, I mean, you've got a lot of different guys in the middle there. But, you know, we're talking about Aerosmith. Steven Tyler's up there, too.
Very good.
Freddie Mercury, a lead singer of Queen, was named a singer of the Dream Band in this survey.
Right.
No specifics on how the voting was done. They say some of the other contenders for that spot, however, were Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones and the late Kurt Cobain of Nirvana.
Coming in fourth was Duffy.
Yes, Duffy from the Triad.
Jimi Hendrix, who died back in 1970, was chosen as the band's guitarist, and Flea of the Red Hot Chili Peppers was picked as the bassist. The Dream Band's drummer is the late Keith Moon.
I'm sorry I didn't catch that. What was that? Miss McBride, you opened the door. I'm sorry.
She just came in to blow you a kiss.
I'm not sure what she... I really didn't know what she wanted. Beth Ann, I didn't understand. Yes, what is that?
This guest is on the line. I think they have a time... situation.
Should we go to them before the break?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do that now.
No. Hey, no. I'm sorry. Hey, that's not going to work. Okay. Do you want to reschedule?
Yeah.
Will that be? I mean, if they can't wait, it's it's not Guy Fieri.
That's right. But then who is?
It's not.
Go ahead, Buzz.
As it turns out, everybody nominated in this dream band is dead except for Flea. So if we were going to unite them, we'd only have one guy.
Mm-hmm.
And celebrity weddings, straight and otherwise, come up. I thought you might be interested in.
Okay.
Queen Latifah and Jennifer Love Hewitt are getting married this summer, just not to each other.
Oh.
Ooh.
Although Queen Latifah might be okay with that.
Queen Latifah's Weight Watchers, or what are they, the commercials for? Is it Jenny Craig or Weight Watchers?
I think she's Jenny Craig.
She might be Jenny Craig. I'm sorry. Hey, Ryan, we're from Reno. I was going to take your call.
I didn't know where that came from.
Yeah, Ryan, what can we do?
Who are you?
What can we do
how
for
does
you,
he
Ryan?
Do that?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
We're doing great.
I was saying about the whole Simon Cowell thing. Don't ever feel sorry for a man who owns his own private jet. First
yes.
Off.
See, that's my. You know what, Ryan? That is part of it with me, too. Uh-huh. I'm not going to get all uptight about
can
Simon
you put
not
a value
getting an
on
Emmy.
Honor?
No.
Get out of
no,
here.
You can't.
Shut up. He's waking up.
So glad
he's waking. You getting over your jet lag about now? Is that about?
Yeah, the time difference between here and Florida has really set me back.
Thank you very much. See, now he's smartass. All right.
Now, Queen Latifah's never come out as a lesbian, but she's reportedly marrying her personal trainer, Jeanette Jenkins.
Well, whatever she is, she's a top.
And apparently
she's not a bottom.
They've been together for about 5 years, apparently.
Well, you know what pisses me off about the Queen Latifah commercial?
She's a top. It might kill the assistant.
She comes out and she goes, man, I am so happy that I've lost, 8% of my mm-hmm. body, my 7%.
Yeah.
So everybody else has to lose, a million pounds. Queen Latifah, it's 7%.
That's a lot for
and
her.
The whole thing for her, it's like, it's what do you call it? She conjures. It's
yes.
not pounds.
Right.
It's not her target weight. It's a
percentage.
Mm-hmm.
So what you have, this is really what you have. Yeah. You have someone who can be fat mm-hmm. and do a commercial for weight loss.
Isn't that great?
Well, then where were they when I wanted them?
All I know is keep listening to WJFK for that same situation.
Jennifer.
Rob, you're going to be very successful.
I hope so.
You'll be mm-hmm. fine. Jennifer Love Hewitt will marry Scottish actor Ross McCall.
Now,
oh,
he
boy.
Is lucky.
Ooh, look at those. I've craved them.
Oh,
he's, I've craved them for so long. Mm-hmm. Look at those. I'm a Scot, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
Oh,
you squeeze them like bagpipes?
Oh, you don't believe Love Hewitt.
Yeah.
You know what I call them?
What?
I call them my little dolly golf clubs. Look at that. Oh, my little bags of haggis.
Oh.
Those are lovely. Oh.
Ross has been visiting her delightfully meaty thighs for about 2 years now.
Oh, look at those. Now, she's the one that got the picture in the tabloid where she had the cottage cheese, right?
One of many.
Yeah,
but,
she had the fat ass, but I say it doesn't make
I like the size
you
of
know
that
what?
Ass.
That, exactly. The ass was, I ignore the butt when I'm looking at those wonderful, fun bags.
And we still don't know for sure if Lindsay Lohan was ever in a lesbian relationship with her friend Samantha Ronson. But if she was, it looks like it's over now. Witnesses say the two of them got into a huge fight at a restaurant in Glendale, California over the weekend.
And to hell with them both, Buzz.
And coming up in the final Buzz, if the tomatoes don't get you, the economy might.
Ooh.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, coming up, we're either going to talk to a lady about Harley-Davidsons, in fact, a real Davidson, lady from Harley-Davidson, or we'll talk amongst ourselves, and then later in the show, we're going to play Micah's Lap. But I'm talking too much because we have to go to commercial very quickly and come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back. Bye.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.